A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus and the disciples drew near Jerusalem and came to Bethpage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find an ass tethered and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them here to me. And if anyone should say to you, reply, the master has need of them, then he will send them at once." This happened so that what has been spoken through the prophet might be fulfilled. "Say to daughter Zion, behold, your king comes to you, meek and riding on an ass and on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden." The disciples went and did as Jesus had ordered them. They brought the ass and the colt and laid their cloaks over them. He sat upon them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and strewed them on the road. The crowds preceding him and those following kept crying out and saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." And when he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was shaken and said, "Who is this?" And the crowds replied, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." Of course, on this Sunday, Palm Sunday, the church goes on for the first reading of the Passion. It is the only celebration that I am aware of in which we hear two Gospels. And the contrast is obvious and intentional. Within a matter of days, those who are crying out, "Hosanna," will also be calling out, "Crucify him." It points to the fact that there is something going on beyond the fickleness, the faint-heartedness of those who surround the events of today and the week to come. Jesus comes as a peaceful person, not a triumphant warrior. He comes on a beast of burden as he enters his ancestral city, the city of David. It is Jesus who will take this city and make it forever an emblem of triumph and suffering. The two are interconnected so that you cannot separate them. If there is nothing to triumph over, how can you have a triumph? And Jesus, the true King, comes to offer himself to his Father. And all the people who play a part in this offering never quite understand what's happening. It's only afterwards, for some, after many years, that they realize the great events of Holy Week. The world is redeemed by the Son of Man taking again that which is rightfully his, the throne of his Father, enthroned upon a cross. And Jesus, the true King, whose accolades come and go from the lips of men, is forever praised by the chorus of angels, the same angels who herald his birth in the fields of Bethlehem, now sit in adoration around the throne where he is with his Father and his mother as well. There, "Hosanna to the Son of David" rings out for all eternity. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. But more than in the name of the Lord, for he is the Lord himself. And he takes possession once more of the city of David and mounts the throne of the cross, and from there should take possession of our hearts, which become cities of David, where he should be enthroned and take up his residence. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna.